Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program highlighting positive developments at the primary and secondary levels. On today's program, we look at the outstanding performance of students at Campbell's Castle All-Age School. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Stay tuned. Tucked away in the hills of South Manchester, the little-known Campbell's Castle All-Age School has been making significant strides in education. The institution, founded in 1872, though plagued by major resource constraints, continues to blaze a trail of excellence in its academic and extracurricular activities. Over the last few years, the school, with a population of 175 students and 8 teachers, has seen steady improvements in both the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, and the Grade 4 Literacy Test. In 2013, it won the prestigious Aubrey Phillips Memorial Scholarship for the student with the highest GSAT average for primary schools in Manchester. The award was presented to Annie V. Moore, who received an average score of 97.5%. For 2014, Campbell's Castle placed first in the Ministry of Education's GSAT ranking for the parish of Manchester. That same year, the institution also saw a 96% pass rate in the Grade 4 Literacy Test. Additionally, for the past 3 years, the school has won the Jamaica Teachers Association JTA District Spelling Competition for the grades 1 to 3 category. Principal of Campbell's Castle, Reverend Owen Lambert, credits the school's success to hard work, dedication, and strategic planning.
We are targeting, you know, for all the classes, including our GSAT class. So it's a target. But not only that, is that we have to work toward those targets. You know, don't set them in isolation. That's number one.
Reverend Lambert also mentions his hard-working and dedicated cadre of teachers, who he says are all eminently qualified.
It's a very hard-working group of teachers, though. They understand the school mission statement is to promote a supportive and challenging learning environment by creating bridges between the school, stakeholders, the community, and students.
The principal says a part of the school's mission is to meet the needs of all students, mentally, physically, emotionally, and academically.
We will use the necessary resources from the education ministry and the community to work collaboratively to create an atmosphere that motivates students, teachers, to become productive, lifelong learners.
With this as their mantra, it's no surprise that the school not only performs well in academics, but also in extracurricular activities.
In the office, there are several trophies that we have won. From 4-H, we have won several trophies at the parish and national level. You know, we have even won first place already in the 4-H, you know.
Reverend Lambert, who became principal of Campbell's Castle in 1995, says the institution has come a far way.
Look, our school was 50 students only, and nobody wanted to come to this school. And for 5 years of school, before I came here, the school passed no exam at all, with a technical entrance, common entrance, or grade 9 achievement. Of course, we have to go to the drawing board, because as a new principal, you have to look at what was happening, what was wrong, and so on. I have to retrain the teachers, all of those kind of things. And it's a lot of in-house training that we did, and then we started to get the results, and it is getting better.
He says as the institution continues along the path of success, one of the main goals is to continue to impart to both students and teachers the message that education is a lifelong journey. He's confident that with sustained effort, hard work, and unwavering dedication, Campbell's Castle will continue to succeed.
My long-term goal is that I want to see every child who comes here passing the grade 4 literacy and doing well in the grade 6. And we are reaching there.
Principal of Campbell's Castle All-Age School, Reverend Owen Lambert. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or secondary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-359024. Remember to join us again next week. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.